13 Reasons Why, can you give us, like, what do you think were your successful actions to get the amazing part?
What led me to actually booking that part was everything that we've talked about thus far. Doing the work and staying positive and persistent, not worrying if it would happen or when it would happen. Just, no, I know that it will happen.
I had this screenwriting teacher at NYU, and he got so frustrated with screenwriting. He was just about to pull the plug out of his phone and, like, go to India. He was, like, literally about to unplug his phone, you know, back in the day when he had cell phones.
Yeah.
And his friend was about to do that. He goes,
"Ring."
Yes.
That's how it happens.
There's something about when you don't care about something, right?
Yeah.
When you don't make it so important.
Yes.
And just suddenly it happens, right?
But also words are reality. So, like, if, like, you're like, "I've got the job," but then there's, like, this little negative thing that says, "Well, maybe you don't," but no, you just push it away. Or, like, "I've got the job," and something negative. Nope, you just push your, "I've got the job." That's it. There's nothing else. And then the thoughts go away. Like, that's, like, another way to think about
it. This woman is so magical. Before, when I would enter a film festival, I'd be like, "There's 10,000 submissions," or "There's 5,000 submissions." And she's just like, "Don't even think about those people."
Yeah.
Don't even think about it.
For sure.
It's like Matrix type shit.
It really is. There is no spoon.
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Obstacle
segment. Let's do it. Okay, good. So what was your biggest obstacle in your career that you had to overcome to get where you are today?
There's somebody better than me. Like, that was a big one for me. Always thinking, well, yeah, maybe I'm good, but there's probably somebody better. Overcoming that point of view, I think that really changed my career for the better and made me live a happier life, to be honest.
Yeah.
What's toxic in careers, you know, in the entertainment industry, and what should be avoided, or people? Like, can you talk about that?
Things that can be toxic in an actor's career specifically, competitiveness and jealousy, I think are big. It's like coming onto a set and there are people who are not the easiest to get along with, or make you feel like you don't belong there. You know, obviously spotting those types of people and realizing that it probably stems more from their own insecurity than it has to do with you all.
Is there some social media things that you found have, like, helped your career, or, like, cool things are happening?
Showing people a little bit more of who you actually are.
Yeah.
And communicating on a real level and not just, like, really well-composed selfies all the time.
Right.
Actually helps a lot because people see you as a real person. And responding to comments when people are like, "Oh my God, I loved you on that show." Like, actually being willing to start a dialogue with people, I think, is great.
Yeah, so this is a rapid fire segment. Okay. What does creativity mean to you?
Allowing permission to be yourself.
Who is your favorite actor?
I can't answer that.
Oh, no! Okay, three favorite actors.
Okay, Claire Foy, Elizabeth Moss, Leo DiCaprio.
If you weren't an actress, what would you be doing?
I would want to be a chef, honestly.
Chef.
I love cooking.
Ooh, nice. How do you get inspired?
Music inspires me a lot, and getting outside.
What is the job of an artist in this world?
I think to create a sense of relatability across any emotion.
What's the best thing about your job?
I don't know, that it's so satisfying and fun, and that people respond, I think, is what is the most, the best part about it.
Do you have to be depressed or miserable to create great art?
No. If you have some understanding of a smidgen of a perspective, you then as the actor can take that and use your imagination to expand upon it. But you don't have to actually be depressed, I think, to play depressed.
What does dream big mean to you?
Dream big, I think, means let your imagination run wild.
And what's something your 13 Reasons Why fans might want to know about you, or any kind of behind the scenes insight?
I play the piano. I can touch my tongue to my nose. I'm a really good dancer.
What's your, like, five tips to an aspiring actor that's watching today?
A, study the classics. Read plays. There's so much amazing art out there. Just soak it up and let that guide you. Having a positive attitude.
Yep.
Stay positive. Stay determined. Know that it's going to come. Don't be worried about when or how. Just know that it's going to happen.
Beautiful.
Find good people to lift you up and support you. Find other things that inspire you as well. Okay. Channel your art into a different field, which I think helps relieve some of that, like, "I've got to book the job," you know? It allows you to put that energy into something else that's still productive, you know?
That is so cool.
Keep going.
I love that. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us on The Dream State with Chelsea Alden from 13 Reasons Why.
So exciting.
And also The Tale on HBO. I had a blast.
Me too.
Yay,
I can definitely apply some of the stuff she said.
Yes.
And we'd love to hear from you on what more you want to learn, who else you want to have on the show.
That's right. So please subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And then like, because we like likes.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.